of David and Goliath as part of our introduction to the Bible. For little children, it was an exciting adventure story. Goliath was the champion warrior of the Philistines, who were the enemies of the Israelites. And Goliath, the giant, stood 9.5 feet tall, and he was enormously strong. And in the story, with the Philistines and the Israelite armies facing each other, the giant Goliath issues a challenge to the Israelites. He shouts to the soldiers of Israel, "Choose one of your men and have him come down here to me. And if he beats me in combat and kills me, then we, the Philistines, will be your vassals, your slaves. But if I beat him and kill him, then you shall be our vassals, our slaves, and serve us. Today I defy the ranks of Israel. Give me a man, and let us fight together." But none of the Israelites is prepared to accept that kind of a one-to-one life and death struggle, until a young shepherd boy by the name of David comes forward. He has simply come here to the campsite of the army to deliver provisions for his older brother in the army. But when young David, the young boy, hears the taunts of this giant, he asks for a chance to fight him. And of course, at first he's laughed at and ridiculed. And then he talks to King Saul, who was right there at the campsite, and tells him that even as a young shepherd boy, he has been protecting the flocks at home, and he has constantly had battles with big lions and bears, and all of them are bigger than he is. And when King Saul hears this, he grants the request of David to do battle with a giant. And the first thing that the king does is to offer young David his own sword and armor. But David declines to wear it. Instead, he goes down to the brook and simply picks up 5 smooth stones from the water. And with his sling in his hand, he sets out to this fight to the death engagement. Now, when the great giant Goliath sizes up his young opponent, he exclaims, "Come here to me, and I will leave your flesh for the birds of the air and the beasts of the field to eat." But David answers, "You come against me with sword and spear, but I come against you in the name of the Lord. Today the Lord shall deliver you into my hand." And then David simply puts one of the stones into a sling, fires the stone at Goliath, and strikes him right in the forehead. And the giant falls to the ground, mortally wounded. And when the Philistines see what has happened to their champion, they run away. There was a certain preacher who used the technique of automatically dividing up his sermon into several major points. And he always liked to preach about David and Goliath because it allowed him to use the 5 smooth stones as a basis of always dividing up his story, his sermon, into 5 parts. And so one weekend, the congregation shook with terror when the preacher announced that he would now preach on the gospel text in which Peter throws out a net into the water and catches 153 fish. But I want to assure you that the story of David and Goliath does not contain 153 points, not even five. There's only one main point in that story, and that runs through all of Scripture. The point is that in our lives, there are giants everywhere around us. In our lives, inside and out, there constantly are forces, situations, fears, persons, sometimes dangerous and sometimes painful, that threaten us. We are constantly being threatened. Sometimes we call them demons. And our struggle with these giants in our lives that are around us all of the time, within and without, we sometimes feel that we are hopelessly outmanned, that we are just totally powerless. And we never know when we are going to be confronted by one of these giants, demons. Sometimes it happens to come in a broken relationship, or a sudden death in the family, or some inner fear, a dread perhaps of a midlife crisis that is imminent, the loss of a job. These are the fearful giants in our lives. And that is why, week in and week out, we all need to have some kind of reassurance. We all need confirmation. We all need hope. We simply need the strength and the courage to carry on. We need to know that life is worth the struggle. That it really is. We are just like the apostles in today's gospel lesson. We need to know that with the Father's help, we are able to conquer the giants, the Goliaths in our lives. We, with those apostles, cry out each day, Lord, increase our faith. In the same way they begged Jesus to increase their faith, even though they could touch the hem of his garment. The whole point of the David and Goliath story is that the gracious Lord God, in whom we live and move and have our very being, that Lord who is our Creator and who sustains our life moment by moment, that this Lord alone is the source of our ongoing strength in overcoming these giants, these demons that constantly threaten us. That is the theme that runs through all of Scripture. But we have a God who gives us the care of a parent each moment of our life. Life is difficult. At least I have found it so. Life is very difficult. And that is a great truth about life that some people are still reluctant to accept. And yet we still hear those very same people complain about the enormity of our problems, our burdens, our difficulties, as if in some way or another there's going to be a point where life does become generally easy. I'm at the stage now where I can guarantee you that point does not ever arrive. We eventually need to understand and accept the fact that life is not easy. That there always will be giants and demons everywhere around us. We go on confronting, but always with an attitude of faith. Lord, we pray, increase our faith. And when those giants seem at times to have all of the armor and all the weapons and all that we have are just a few smooth stones, we ask in prayer to help us understand that it is the Lord's divine presence that makes all the difference in our lives. The presence of the Lord who dwells within us. You remember in that almost classic movie, Oh God, where George Burns, who is now a very old man, plays God, and John Denver plays the part of a supermarket clerk, and he receives a message from God, a scenario that seems to follow the biblical sequence. God, in the form of George Burns, comes to the clerk and says, "Go tell the people I am." An obvious reference to the Old Testament passage in which God gives his name, I am. And then tells the people, or tells Moses to tell the people. Now the clerk, of course, is not successful in carrying out the message. And so God comes to George Burns, to the clerk again, and says, "Go tell the people that I do care for them." A reference in the New Testament that God is indeed a gracious Father who cares for his children. And so again, the clerk is unsuccessful in carrying out the second commission. And so God comes to the clerk again through George Burns and says, "Go tell the people it works." Now there are times in our lives, for all of us, that all we need are those two reassuring words. It works. It works. And they become the most important part of the entire biblical message. We need to know that a living faith, which is a gift to each of us, does work. It works in our lives. And that's precisely what we learn from David's struggle with the giant, Goliath. In our struggles with our fearful giants that constantly seem to undo us, the one thing that does work for us is the awareness of the presence of God. The living presence of God dwelling within us, listening to our prayers as we ask for an increase of faith. Lord, increase our faith. The Lord who is close to us as the air we breathe and the blood flowing in our veins. Lord, increase our faith. Our faith in your loving presence within us, help us to respond to that good news in faith. It works. It works.